Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. I'd like to welcome everyone in here once again to the corner room at the historic Clay County Courthouse. We've got a very interesting show lined up for you this morning. Got three real interesting guests, and we'll get started off with the first one of those here just in a minute. But first, we're just going to do this little intro to begin with, and then we're going to do a couple of short commercial messages, and then we're going to come back with Renee Davis, and we're going to talk about the chili cook-off a little bit, and I think maybe I've got a public service announcement to make, and of course we got a big announcement about the chili cook-off that was scheduled for this Saturday, but we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Good afternoon, this is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter Paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
If your walls could talk, what would they say? I have sent children into fits of rage.
I am responsible for a child's speech impediment.
I am the reason a child can't read.
Just because you can't see lead paint doesn't mean it's not on walls, doors, windows, and sills. Today, lead paint poisoning affects over 1 million. If your home was built before 1978, log on to leadfreekids.org or call 800-424-LEAD.
Brought to you by the Coalition to End Childhood Lead Poisoning, EPA, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. Thomas Watson here once again on WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, coming to you live, direct, and in living color on your radio dial from right here in Salina, Tennessee. And you just can't beat starting your morning off with something like that. But before I get started with my first guest here this morning, I've got one little announcement to make, and that is concerning the Willow Grove Annual Hayride, which is scheduled, it says right now, for Saturday, October the 11th. But if it's like some of the other events going on around here, it may be a little wet for a hayride. I believe it says this is their 10th year to do this activity, and it's free for everyone. And they load the wagons at the Tea House Barbecue around 6:30, and then we'll be ready to load up and head out on the hayride about 7:15. And they're going to, maybe a little fright ride looks like, they're going to go through one of the cemeteries and just have a nice little hayride. And then to the shelter house in Willow Grove for chili and hot dogs and hot apple cider. And so they'd like to invite everyone up, and they've also got a contest for the best dressed children, and I think they're giving away a little bit of money for that, a $10, $15, $20 prizes for that. So everyone keep that in mind if it does come off. And also, I'd like to remind everyone, I know it's a little bit early yet, but we're in the planning stages of getting ready to go with our courthouse Christmas again this year. And we are, right now we're looking at the weekends of December the 6th for our first performance of our great dramatic presentation this year. We're not going to do the Santa trial this year. We're going to do an O. Henry Christmas this year. So it'll be just a little bit different, but it's still going to be a nostalgic look at Christmas from a couple of different viewpoints. And I think everyone will enjoy that. And that's be scheduled for December the 6th. And also that day we'll have our mistletoe market set up here in the courthouse where we'll have local craftsmen, area craftsmen, bringing in some of their products. I know Barbara Boone has already committed to be here with her baskets, and I think we've got one lady that does handmade Christmas wreaths that will be here, and I'm sure once again Betsy Fox will be here with her handmade Christmas ornaments, and we'll have a number of others. And we are doing maybe I think one little stipulation that if you are a vendor this year, you do need to have some handcrafted articles in your vending booth. We're not looking for people with, you know, just all pre-manufactured stuff. We do want some handcrafted stuff. So we'd like to make a special mistletoe market every year. And then also the next weekend, on the 13th, we'll have our second performance of an O. Henry Christmas. And we'll also, of course, have our Christmas tree set up out front. We'll, of course, invite people to come by again and put ornaments on there in memory of a friend or family or whatever they kind of message they'd like to put on there. And then we will probably that same day on December the 6th have our official Clay County Christmas tree lighting. So keep those things in mind, and we'll be getting some flyers out and more information on that. But right now we're going to, here in a minute, I'm going to start with Renee and talk about the chili cook-off. But first, being an old history teacher, I had to go look up something. So I got my Wikipedia thing out and on the computer, and I had to look up what just exactly what chili con carne was. And I found out that it was known as chili with meat. And they just, in English, we just called it chili, and it had peppers, meat, which was usually beef, and tomatoes, and normally no beans in it. And what they did with this back in the old cattle drives, they would take all these ingredients and cook them, and then take and just kind of beat them together and stir them up and squeeze them in blocks and dry them. And then they'd put them in the saddlebags or in boxes and take them on the cattle drives. And then when it come time to cook them, they just took these bricks of dried chili out, put them in a pot, and cooked them. And, of course, I'm sure, you know, in those days with food preservation, the more chili peppers you put in there, the less chance you had of having a rancid taste of the beef and tomatoes and stuff. So, but it was a way to preserve food for the cattle drives. And, you know, in San Antonio, Texas, I think is one of the places where maybe chili had its biggest start, and there in the like in the late 1880s, early 1900s, they had a group of women, usually newly Texas settlers, that some of them from the down in Mexico, some of them out of the other southwestern areas there, and they came up with a way to make them a little bit of money. But they would bring out into San Antonio just a big pot and stir them up some charcoal and start cooking chili out on the streets there. And people would come by, they'd start smelling, you could smell chili all over San Antonio then, and people would come by and start buying chili from these ladies. And they were known as the Chili Queens of San Antonio. So I thought that was a neat little sideline on this. And I think eventually, like so many traveling food places, health regulations finally got them. And they closed them down. And then one more nice little thing I want to throw in here, the world's biggest pot of chili. This was in Jacksboro, Texas, I think, in the Guinness World Record in 2012. I don't think it's been beat since then. They started out with an 800-pound pot. That's how much the pot they cooked it in weighed. And it took 100,000 BTUs of heat, and they stirred it with boat paddles. So they mixed up, you'll like this, 500 pounds of meat, 390 pounds of diced tomatoes, and they put beans in their chili, 630 pounds of beans, a pound of salt, and 70 pounds of spices. And they put all this in this big pot and cooked it up. And came up, and it says here they put in 70 pounds of that Mexican and gunpowder chili mix in this big pot. And they cooked up a pot of chili that weighed 1,525 pounds. And that, I think, is the world record. And I think they fed the multitudes out of that. Now, Renee, our chili cook-off here in Salina, are y'all ready to match this record?
I don't think we're going to beat that.
Go ahead. I know the inclement weather has kind of thrown a monkey wrench into things this year. You want to tell us about that just a little bit?
Right. We had our sixth annual Clay County Fall Fest Chili Cook-Off scheduled for October the 11th at 11:30 here at the Courthouse Square, but it's been postponed to October the 18th at the same time, same place, due to the rain forecast. The deadline for entries has been extended to Friday, October the 17th. The cost is $10 to enter. Our activities that day is going to, of course, be the chili cook-off. The tasting begins at 11:30. We're going to have a cornhole tournament at 11. Live music begins at 11. We're going to announce the chili winners at 2 p.m. We've got prizes for these chili winners. We've got trophies, prize money, and, of course, bragging rights for the best chili in Clay County. Our first prize, first place winner will win $500. Our second place winner will win $200. Third place, $100. And then we have a people's choice where everybody gets to vote. You get a little piece of paper and you can vote on the chili that you like the best. And that people's choice prize is $250. We also ask that everybody decorate their booth where they cook their chili. And the best decorated booth wins $50. We're going to have door prizes that day. You do have to be present to win these door prizes. You'll be given a ticket when you buy your chili bowl. Those chili bowls are $5. You'll take that chili bowl around. You'll get everybody will give you a little bit of a ladle of chili, and you taste. Of course, that's when you make your choice for People's Choice Award. When you get that ticket, when you buy your bowl, you'll put that in, and you have to be present to win that door prize. Our door prizes include from Horse Creek Resort, two pontoon rentals for the day. That'll be two different people who win a pontoon for the day. Holly Creek Resort has a pontoon for the day. Delhalla Marina, a pontoon boat for the day. Cedar Hill Resort, a pontoon boat for the day. And Mitchell Creek Marina, they've donated shirts, hats, and a bag combo. And these prizes will be drawn and given to that winner present during the band intermission. Anyone interested in participating in the Chili Cook-Off can pick up an entry form at the Clay County Mayor's office, or you can call down there for any information. That number is 243-2161.
243-2161. Okay, Renee, the music, have you got some people lined up that you want to tell us about?
We do, and I don't know who they are. I wasn't given that information. I'm sorry. But we do have live music, and that begins at 11. And that's the same time as the cornhole tournament at 11.
Okay, and like I said, there are lots of people around the square that day. It's crowded with people. And how many chili bowls do you say you got this year?
I think we have 500. I'm not certain on that, but I think we have 500. And they're basically the same as last year, but of course each year it says, like, you know, the fifth annual. This time it'll say the sixth annual. Nice chili bowl.
They are. I still eat my chili out of the one I got last year. They are nice. And did you make it through last year without running out?
I think they ran out because we have a lot of people that come. And of course, you have to make a lot of chili to feed that many people.
Yeah, they're all around the square here. I mean, that to me, that's one of the highlights of this thing is all the different people around the square, all the different aromas coming around, different people cooking, different styles, different tastes, all kinds of different flavors of chili. And it's just amazing to see the people here, how they, the socialization going on, the people talking, making new friends, meeting old friends. I know we have lots of local people come in. We also draw a lot of people in that we still have some tourists that are here, and they come down and really enjoy this. And I also know that it brings some business to our antique stores around the square here, because anytime folks come downtown for anything we got going on, if Anna's got her place open over there, people go in over there and buy stuff, which is what we're really looking for. And now, exactly who sponsors this, Renee?
It's just a bunch that we've sort of, it was Daniel Stewart, it was his idea, and he kind of spearheaded it and just kind of conned some of us into helping him. And so it's Donna Hamilton, Lisa Thompson, Daniel, myself, and just different ones volunteer to help.
Okay, what about money making? Have we ever made any money off this thing?
Yeah, well, when we sell our bowls and we make donations,
yeah.
I think they've made a donation to the drug fund, maybe to the maybe to the spay and neuter. I think they've donated to that, but we don't do it for a profit.
Right, I mean, that's what I was getting at. That this,
right.
I mean, y'all are not necessarily a non-profit organization or anything, but you do make contributions to other charities and deserving groups here in the county and the city. And that's the point I was going to get across. I kind of fished at you on that.
Right, yeah. And of course, then we do have to give our prize money. We have to have that, so that's what that money goes for, because you know, we give away quite a bit of money here when first prize is $500.
Seems like we've got another contest in the making there with all these pontoon boats that they're giving away. We could line all them up and have a pontoon race.
Good idea.
So, and we could charge them. But I know this is a, it has grown. But first year, how many people did you have cooking the first year?
Not that many. The first year it was cold and there wasn't a lot of people here, but it's grown a lot since that time.
How many entries did you have last year? Remember?
Oh, did we have 15 maybe?
I think it was
15, something like that.
I think that's the number that I think mm-hmm. I heard Daniel say. That there was 15, and they are scattered around the square here, and it's a fun time. And I'd like to compliment you all on the success of this thing just in a few years. But now, you know, there are these chili cook-offs. I know there's a big national chili cook-off contest they hold out in Las Vegas. This is a big, big deal all over the country. And, of course, everyone, if they're like me, thinks their chili is the best in the world. But some of us aren't brave enough to come out and cook in front of people and do that. But, like I said, once again, compliment you folks for the job that you do. And I know you told me not to do this, but a couple of questions about your real job, and that is clerk and master. And I think I asked you the question earlier, is there a scheduled time for Chancery Court in Clay County? I know really, a lot of people don't realize that there may be.
Right. We have, twice a year, we have a docket call, and that's just more or less set in cases that are in Chancery. That's done in February and in August. Then in April and October, we have a regular, just a Chancery Sessions day, and that's when cases get set for that day and maybe that week or how many days we need. But, yeah, we do have a set time to have our Chancery Sessions.
And Chancery Court is a property court, and where there are disputes over?
Mostly, but there is adoptions, divorces, property disputes. And probate comes through Chancery Court here. Not all Chancery courts in all the counties do probate. It may be in circuit, but in Clay County it comes through Chancery.
Okay, I just wanted to throw that in and let people know that Renee does have a real job other than just taking care of the chili cook-off. Renee, it's been a pleasure having you here again, and invite you back anytime. I know that you can't wait to get back on with us again.
So, you're right.
so we will be calling you again. But right now we need to take a short break. And Renee, thanks a lot for being here, and I really appreciate it.
Thanks.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Solana, Tennessee.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, we're here in the corner in the historic Clay County Courthouse. I just saw a chicken truck go through outside here, maybe two of them. Looking, maybe time to move out some chickens that have reached their full growth capacity and get them up to Albany and get them processed. Do you work with the folks in the chicken houses? I've got Randall Kinzer with me this morning. I phoned a question out to him before I even introduced him. Randall? Good morning.
Good morning. On the front end with the poultry operations, I was involved quite a bit on getting information out on what the poultry farming was, and but the truth is, I don't do a great deal of work specifically with the poultry folks. The poultry industry is really, really unique, and they have their in-house nutritionists, they have their in-house veterinarians. My knowledge level would not be of any of assistance to them. Where I have been more of assistance with the poultry farmers is other aspects of their operation, not the chicken houses.
Okay, I do think I remember when this first, that's why I asked that you did help set up some of the meetings between the farmers and the originators of this industry starting here in Clay County.
Yeah, there was a major effort by financial people. I know David Browning at the bank was a driving force on helping get information out, because we didn't, you know, what is involved in the poultry business, it's not the traditional stuff. They deal on such a larger scale, and we all had to learn together. I mean, that was a big undertaking. The poultry industry has been good for Clay County. Not only has it provided some tax base, you know, because those poultry houses are taxed, but it has allowed some people to come back to the farm that wouldn't have had a chance to otherwise. It has allowed some people to stay on the farm. As a rule, you know, a lot of the younger farmers in the county, the ones that are full-time, they're going to be involved with poultry operations in some capacity.
Yeah, I have noticed that the poultry industry is a young man's industry,
looking
Clay County.
You know, it's hard work.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. We're used to that here in Clay County. Okay, now I've got you off on a different. What's been up with you in the last little bit? I hadn't talked to you in a while.
Well, we're winding down the summer activities with our 4-H livestock, and we're starting with the clubs and the schools. And getting cranked up currently, we're making plans and preparation for the state market hog show. We're gathering up pigs, and we'll place those out next Saturday with exhibitors in the county. They'll feed and care for them, and then go through some educational programs between now and January. Then they'll show at the state show in Murfreesboro, whatever, Monday, Martin Luther King Day. That's the day we go in to process the pigs and then show them the following Tuesday and Wednesday. But busy time.
Okay, what about, I know that you said the fire circuit's closing down, and I guess that was the state fair your last?
That was our last show.
And I know I know you had some folks at the biggest county fair in the state, and that's down at Wilson County. And then how did we do this year? I haven't talked to you about, right, you know, about getting maybe some of our students on again to talk about how they did. And
well, now we kind of have a reputation with Clay County because we're pretty competitive. I mean, we always take a good set of animals, and I know at the Wilson County Fair, as an example, they had six classes. And Clay County won four of them. At the state fair, we were competitive in classes, but we don't do this 4-H livestock to raise animals. It's sort of like when you were coaching basketball. The truth is you weren't raising professional basketball players. You were raising kids.
Right.
And where you used a basketball, we're using a pig or a sheep. When we went to the state show at state fair with the pigs at Nashville, they have a skill-a-thon contest, and we had seven kids, and all seven of them placed in the top five in their divisions. We won two out of three of the divisions. The premier exhibitors, three divisions, all seven kids placed in the top five, won two of the divisions, was second in the other division. The kids, it's just phenomenal to watch the growth of these kids. And with education being what it is today, we have expanded what we do in 4-H livestock. I know a buzzword in academia as far as post-secondary education is STEM, science, technology, education, and math. And we incorporate a lot of those principles into the 4-H livestock through the Skill-a-thon. We teach a lot of biological sciences, a great deal of math, and then we still have our old standby, the work ethic that we're trying to teach, confidence and composure, being able to get up in front of a group and talk. You mentioned not having kids, needing to bring some kids back. Back in August, I guess, was the most proud day in this studio. When we brought Cora Key up here to be a guest on the program, and they asked me to be part of it, and I thought, no, there's no reason for Randall to talk. And to just watch Cora talk that day and remember her from that fourth grade shy girl that wouldn't look you in the eye when you was talking to her, to listen to her talk on the radio for 15 or 20 minutes and not only sound intelligent, but is intelligent.
Yes, she is.
And I feel like, you know, 4-H livestock is a big part of that. And that was a really proud moment of my career.
You know, Randall, you something there on public speaking. You know, if we sit around now and we listen to the college graduates and listen to them talk, I'm talking about people that weren't involved in some of your programs. And they said, well, what class did you dislike the most in college? And I think about every one of them will say public speaking, because, you know, we're not training people to speak. And you are, I mean, I know the students we've had here, the young ladies, young gentlemen we've had up here, they can sit here and they can talk, and they're not afraid to say things. And they do have ideas. They have minds of their own. And I think you folks have developed this in a lot of our young people that hopefully are going to be our leaders here one of these days.
Well, when I'm doing 4-H club work, advertising for the public speaking contest, I get on my soapbox and do one of my little fat man rants, and I tell them the difference between a lot of entry-level positions and people that are in supervisory roles. The difference in those individuals, most time is not intelligence. Most time isn't work ethic. It's communication. And as we go through this communication age with the internet and Facebook and all those things, the one-on-one, eyeball-to-eyeball conversation, being able to communicate and be a success in life, those are skills that are valuable. Those are skills that we're not pushing as much as we need to. And thankfully, as long as I'm in extension in Clay County, we're going to continue to work to try to do those things.
You know, I think that's one of the greatest things that the UT Extension, that's the greatest program, one that they've ever had for the small counties like we've got, that allows our kids to get outside of our county, to show the world that, you know, we're not just little Clay County, that, you know, our pigs are better than yours, and our kids do a better job presenting those things to people throughout the state of Tennessee.
Well, that's, I don't want when we go to a show, I don't want the kids to have a chip on their shoulder, but I stress to them, hey, folks, you're representing not only you, but your family and your county. Our behavioral level, it is so good through the years. And I actually take kids to places that through the years they see things that they wouldn't see otherwise. I know when I've carried kids to Oklahoma City for a land judging contest or Manhattan, Kansas for a meat judging contest, those are lifetime not only memories, but they're experiences that help those folks develop. And I've always wanted to do this, but I've never took the initiative to do it. I would like to do a survey of every kid that's ever participated in 4-H livestock in Clay County and kind of see what percentage of those folks have went on to be really successful professionally. And I feel like if the track record of that, it'll speak very well. And I look back at ones that are doctors and lawyers and plant managers and first one thing and another.
Well, now, Randall, always a pleasure to have you here. I know when I talked to you the other day about coming on, you didn't have much to talk about. I said, well, now, Randall, you and I can sit down and I think we can find something to talk about. And this has been, I think, maybe one of the better presentations that we've had here. I mean, the information today has been just great from you.
Well, you make people look good.
Well, I don't know about that, but it's always a pleasure having you here. And, of course, you have a standing invitation at any time, and I would like for you to, you know, round up some of your students again and get in contact with me here again, and let's get them on again, and let's look at this year's crop.
You call me and I'll do it.
All right. Appreciate having you here this morning. We'll take a short break here in just a moment for a little bit of commercial, but first we need to get in, a little thing here about our birthday and anniversary club that we have here at the Clay County Corner every Thursday morning between 9 and 10. Remind everyone that if you know of someone that has a birthday coming up beginning today through next Thursday morning, that their birthday falls within that window, give us a call here. We've got an answering machine here. We don't have anybody live, of course, but we've got this answering machine that'll tell you to give them a name and their birthday or anniversary, and leave a phone number where we can get back with you if we have to. But just remember, you are speaking to a machine, and what you put on there is what we're going to hear. So try to speak, you know, slowly, clearly, and have enough tone in your voice till we can understand it, and where we can give somebody a big old Dairy Queen ice cream cake once a week. And Randall, he doesn't have a birthday this week. He tried to slip his birthday in and have a chance to win the cake, but I wouldn't let him do that. But remember that the number is 243-5574. And don't forget about the folks at the Salina of Dairy Queen. They serve up a good meal all day long, from breakfast through the five-buck meal deal during lunch up in the evenings when they'll serve you some of the best crispy chicken salads in the world. So don't forget about the folks at the Dairy Queen. But now, right now, we'll be back in a few minutes with my last guest today. We've got Mayor Reagan coming on for his annual checkup on the what's going on in the county.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We will not be an easy target. We will never roll over and let pain plan our day. We will protect our bodies and fight back by moving. We will do our morning laps, walk our dogs around the block, pass up the elevator, and proudly take the stairs. Because arthritis can't beat us if we beat it first. In the fight against arthritis, you need a weapon. What's yours? To learn more, visit us at fightarthritispain.org. This message brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. I've got Mayor Reagan sitting here with me this morning, and of course, we sometimes have a fairly interesting conversation, but I think that one of the things he's here today is to talk about the court meeting that was held earlier this week and maybe a couple more announcements. Mayor Reagan, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Thomas. It's always a pleasure to be here, and we certainly want to thank everyone here at the 101.5 for giving us the opportunity to keep the folks in updated and everything about the happenings of the county government. The county commission did meet this past Monday night, and we had a couple of notaries that they took in consideration, and we had six resolutions, and most of the resolutions and everything were to recognize the amendment that's going to be on the ballot November the 4th. I know a lot of folks have seen that. A lot of signs stuck out at different people's, you know, across the county, their homes and everything, and they looked at that, and also we had a resolution recognizing Honest Abe Log Homes for being a company that been in business for over 30 years here in the county and everything, and we certainly wanted to recognize them, and as well as all of our other companies and stuff. That, they've been a great asset to the community roundabout. I didn't realize that they had we'd done a little research on them and everything, and over 7,000 families across not just Tennessee but across the country and everything that they had homes that had been delivered to and everything. So that's a pretty good accomplishment there.
Now I've got one of them on the hillside over
you
here.
You have, ain't you?
Yeah. You know, that's a big change from the little green building there. I think they started out making broom and mop handles, I believe.
I think you're right.
And best I remember, I think the owner founder, Mr. Smith, was he is an engineering graduate from Tennessee Tech and was working. I don't know, he may have been working all the way out on the West Coast in maybe some industry out there in the engineering field, and left a tremendous position out there. And we thought, coming back to Clay County to make broom handles, but looked like he did a pretty good job.
He did, and I know that we was talking the other night and everything, and all his family was there, and I know that this was a dream that that Doug had no doubt in his lifetime and everything, and the accomplishment that was made, and the county commission certainly was proud to sponsor the resolution and everything to recognize them. And like I said, you know, it's just to commend them for their commitment and their continued success and everything. And like I said, we never want to leave anyone out and everything, but we've got a lot of companies across this county and everything that have done a great job and been a great asset to us here in the county.
Well, you know, I grew up around the logging industry. My father was involved in it. I think the first job I ever had was pulling a wire cable over a hillside.
Skid Row.
Behind the D6 Caterpillar. And, you know, folks in those days, you know, I guess a lot of them thought that the logging industry in this area was basically done with. But then we look out now and we see these trucks coming through here every day with these great big old white oak logs on there, some of them 30 and 36 inches through. So, you know, that is a replenishing the good Lord replenishes that crop, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he does, and evidently it does it more, quicker than you think, because I'm thinking, you know, my dad, that's his background and everything in the sawmills and stuff, and I always thought, well, sooner or later you're going to run out of trees and everything, but evidently not. It's the good Lord that watches over us in all things and everything. We also had a couple more budget amendments that they recognized. One of them was some grant funds that we do a lot of budget amendments, and I know a lot of folks may think, well, you're taking from your fund balance and everything, and we don't do that much at all. We try to keep that from happening because once we approve a budget and everything, and we've been very fortunate that most of the offices and stays within their budget, and when they do that, we don't have to bother our fund balance. But from time to time, there may be things comes up that you have to.
That's what a fund balance is for, emergencies, true emergencies.
Yeah, it's kind of, I know a lot of folks, you know, at the state looks at a lot of their fund balance and stuff as their rainy day fund and everything, and that's, and they have two separate, you know, pots there, but our fund balance and everything is there, like you said, you know, it's for unexpected things that happens from time to time, and God forbid a lot of that happens, and we're so thankful for that and everything. And but most of those, a lot of those are grant funds, and when we get those grant funds in, it has to do, and I know we're going to meet tomorrow, and you've heard about it. Mark Dunney is coming up tomorrow, and we're going to talk about our grant that I know you worked hard on getting, working here on the courthouse and everything on the electrical stuff. And those grants are reimbursement grants. So you got to have the money. You got to pay the money up front before you get reimbursed back for it and everything. And when that happens, we have to go back and do a budget amendment when it comes in to put it back in the right, you know, category where it needs to be. And that's what a lot of that stuff is and everything. So keep everybody informed about that. And if you have any questions whatsoever, please feel free to call my office. And if I can't answer it, my girls... excuse me, my girls down there can certainly answer it and everything. So, but that's basically what it was. That we had a real good meeting and had about six resolutions, and all of them were approved by the commission. And we also, I know I've been trying to keep everybody up to date on our EOC center, and we've got pretty much now. It's completed. Just a few little minor things. I think Natalie's down there this morning, and she's got some of the work crew down there putting some stuff together and everything. And she wants to plan on having an open house in November. And we'll continue to keep everybody informed on that, because we want everybody to come out and see that. This is one of the buildings that we were very blessed with that is 100% grant. We got it through the disaster fund. And we want to encourage everybody to come out, and we'll keep everybody up to date on that and everything.
Okay, let's take a short break here just for a few minutes and let our sponsors make a little money maybe, and the radio station, and get some people coming into the businesses here in Saline and Clay County. Remind them that they're all still here, and they're all still open, and all waiting to come and serve you in any way that they can. But we'll take a short break, and Mayor, we'll be back here just in a minute, and we may wander off on something else for a few minutes, or you
can't
may have
tell
some,
about
some more county business here we need to talk about. But we'll be back just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County. Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country wants to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closer. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route. Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paint dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter paint, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter paint experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, of course, we're here live from the historic Clay County Courthouse. Mayor Dale Reagan is here with me, and John just popped his head in and said, we've got a rough-looking cloud heading this way. You folks might want to get out and tie your chickens to the roost. They may get blown away here in the next few minutes. I know we've had some weather warnings about some severe weather that may be heading this way. So, be worried, be alert. I've got a couple of things here that Mayor Reagan kind of thrown over to me, and that is early voting will begin, I believe, next week down at the courthouse. And remind everyone that I know we have state offices and a lot of other things to be voted on there, all those amendments. But also, we've got to elect a new commissioner here in Clay County, and that's also a very important position. We'll remember that a sad occasion when one of our citizens did pass away after he was elected to the county commission. And, of course, that was Paul Yogi Bowles. And, of course, I think he and I were about the same age and always been around him. One of the more interesting characters we've always had in Clay County.
Absolutely.
I think it would have been interesting to listen to Paul on the county commission, because I know he always had a lot of ideas and a lot of things he threw out. And then one more thing, and that is the Christmas bazaar that's down at the community center. And I'm sure they've still got tables to lease, because we're trying to get everything out kind of early this year and get everyone lined up and ready to go. And if you need information about the Christmas bazaar, call down at the mayor's office, and Lisa or Donna, they'll be glad to help you out and get all this stuff lined up. Mayor, we got any more business we need to talk about?
Well, absolutely. On that same note and everything, and I certainly appreciate my girls down there, the staff in my office and everything. I want to recognize them from time to time, because they step up and they help in a lot of ways that a little bit above and beyond, I guess what you might say, in a lot of these events and stuff. And I know they do a good job doing that, and I certainly appreciate that and everything, because we want to try our very best to continue to be active and keep the people in the county aware of the things. I know that you just had Miss Renee was here with you, bringing everybody up to date about the postponement of the Chili Fest that they're having, was going to have this weekend and everything. But of course, now we can't do a thing about the weather except just thank the good Lord up above for what he gives us and everything, and go on.
Okay, we're back, everyone. As you just heard, we had a bulletin from the National Weather Service, and if you're affected by this in any way, we pray that you'll listen to these things, because this is serious. If there's one thing you need to protect, it is your lives and the lives of your family, and take these things seriously. But, Mayor, I think we got cut off there, so I'm not sure where we even got cut off, but go ahead.
Well, we certainly want to, and I think while we were waiting for that alert to go through and everything, we've been very blessed here in this area. I know we was talking about that, Thomas, that severe weather and everything, that a lot of times, it seems like it kind of splits a little bit, but, yeah, absolutely. Don't take anything for granted and everything. Be sure to be prepared and everything, because sometimes, you know, situations happens beyond any of our control and everything, but we can sure enough make everybody aware, hopefully, that everybody be safe and everything through this event. It's been, for the last two or three days and everything, it's been very unsettled and everything.
Yes, it has. And of course, we were just here talking about our new emergency center, and we do get a blast over the radio from the National Weather Service.
And that's one of the things that, hopefully, God forbid, that we ever have to use that center for a disastrous situation like we had in 2010. But in the event that ever happens, you know, hopefully we'll be a little bit better prepared and everything to address the situation better and get the personnel down there that we need and everything, that they can get out and assist the people and everything. So I know we were talking about, you know, the Chili Fest, and we want to keep everybody informed about the upcoming events and everything. We also got, if I may, we've got a meeting the 23rd of this month in October at the Maple Grove School. The school down there that I know the commissioners are looking at the possibility of turning that into a little community center for the east end of the county and everything. And so we want to invite everyone out, especially from the area down there, to come out and be with us on the 23rd to sort of get the input of the community and everything, and just help us help you. And that's one of the things that I know that the commissioners are very interested in doing. Is getting the input from the people and everything so that we can make better decisions for everybody.
You know, that's something great. You know, if we can save the old buildings like that, I think that building had been around since back in the 1940s.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was built after the Willow Grove High School was flooded by Dale Hollow Lake, or plans were made to do that. I think, you know, they had a Willow Grove High School and elementary school out there that was flooded. And, of course, it's one of the old-style buildings with all kinds of windows in it.
Right.
The kind we don't hardly see anymore, I guess. You know, kids don't need to look out windows anymore, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. But it's still a sound old building. It is. And I was down there, and, of course, that's where I was born and raised at and everything. And even if up in the years about the eighth grade and stuff, we had the opportunity, if we helped them in the kitchen serve, we didn't have to pay a quarter for our lunch and everything and help wash dishes. And after that, I'd help they called them janitors back then and everything. I think they're custodians now and everything. But help them with shoveling the coal and stuff, and the old stoker and stuff that we heated the building with. And that brought back a lot of memories. I was down there the other day and toured it and went down in the basement. And it's a sound old building. It's still sound.
You know, those days, you know, brings back memories that I know. I can remember in elementary school that on a Monday, you could bring in a couple of 5-gallon buckets full of green beans for the cooks to cook in the cafeteria that week, and you got to eat that week.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, during when come time to dig the potatoes, you know, that families would bring in food to the cafeteria, and they actually, you know, cooked that food on site. And you know, of course, like we can say now, you know, those were the days.
Absolutely. But yeah, we got a meeting coming up the 23rd, and it'll be around, I'm sure, around 6:30, 7 o'clock, at the building down there. And we want to encourage everybody, especially those in the community roundabout, to come out and please, you know, we want to be positive about it, you know, and we want the input from everybody to give us some ideas and stuff as well.
We'd like to, as we wind up today with Mayor Reagan, we'd like, you know, people to think that, you know, the closing of Maple Grove is not necessarily a closing, but it's an opening of something else. And that's kind of, the way when progress comes, you know, something may have to close, but as we've always heard, you know, one door closes, another opens.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mayor, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning, and you can stay here with me for a few minutes if you want to, and we'll wind up. But I do need to, we need to get on here and get our birthdays and anniversaries for the Salina Dairy Queen, and we've got a pretty lengthy list this morning, and I will go through those. And first on our list was our first guest today, and that was Renee Davis, who has a birthday on October the 5th. And then next was Lisa Walker, and I think Miss Lillian called that one in. And of course, all of her family, all of us that know Lisa, would like to wish her a happy birthday. And also on October the 6th, Kelly Carr is celebrating a birthday. And then another on October the 5th, we got a call from the Smith family wishing Billie Jean Smith a happy birthday. And from the sound of that call, they were a happy bunch that he was celebrating. And especially remember that this comes from his father, Johnny Smith, and all of his brothers and sisters. And they all wanted to wish him a very, very happy birthday. And I think this next young lady is maybe a member of my class for Salina, the old Salina High School, and that's Evelyn Farmer, on October the 7th. And her sister called in to wish her a happy birthday. And on this next one, I hope the name I barely could get, and it was from Brenda Strong, and I think it was for Billy Strong, her husband. I hope that's the correct first name, but the first of the call was cut off, and I couldn't tell for sure. And also, a group wanting to wish James Peanut Franklin a happy birthday, aunts, uncles, family from out in the Union Hill area. Of course, everyone knows who he is and want to wish him a happy birthday. And then on October the 10th, Heather Moss is celebrating a birthday. And the last one we have here is an anniversary. Scotty and Sarah Reagan will be celebrating their 11th wedding anniversary. And, of course, that is some of Mayor Reagan's folks. Mm-hmm. And they've been married for 11 years. And the entire family would like to, you know, wish them a happy anniversary, and especially their two young ones, Allie and Kenzie. Two very special young ladies I know to the mayor.
Absolutely.
And he does pack them around with him a little every once in a while. But once again, we drew out a name that's going to win the Birthday and Anniversary Club Dairy Queen cake today, and that was Lisa Walker. And she is today's winner of the cake from the Salina Dairy Queen. So we'll have a certificate out at the Clay County Chamber. Just come by and pick yours up and take it over to Dairy Queen and get you a big ice cream cake. And I want to remind everyone, now, if you have one in the past, that's where your certificate is at. And anyone, if you know of anyone that has one that hadn't come by and picked it up for any reason, you know, remind them to come by and pick that thing up. That's a pretty nice big old cake, and it'll serve a whole bunch of people. But also, we want to always remember our folks over at the Salina Dairy Queen. They're open from early in the morning till late at the night, and they serve up a bunch of good food over there. But, well, once again, Mayor Reagan, I think we've about closed down another week here from the courthouse. Of course, as always, we want to close with, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again. And, you know, sometimes I remember the old radio stations around here. I think one of them used to close. They used to be all AM stations, and they'd come on in the morning, and then they'd close down at night. And I remember one of them used to have an old Governor Jimmy Davis song, which I'll always remember from my childhood days, and it was, you know, come home at supper time. You may have sang that once or twice.
I think I have a time or two.
But that's one of the memories that I've always had of the old radio stations around here. And one of these days, we're going to get some of the old folks that are still left around that helped start these radio stations around here, and going to get on here and maybe get John in here and have a little conversation and talk about the early radio stations here in Clay County one day.
That'd be good.
But once again, we'll be back again next week. I'm not sure who our guests for sure will be then, but I know we'll have some interesting people, and we'll be back again. And as always, it's a pleasure coming out to you, and we hope that you'll tell your friends and neighbors about us, and everyone will keep tuning in, and this will get more and more successful each week as we go on. But now, WVFB FM 101.5 Kicks Country, and we thank all of you for being with us this morning.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.